This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Life can get to us to a degree that we almost feel like breaking down. And we live in a society where men are not meant to cry. Men are not meant to be sissies. Men are not meant to feel lost. But then we forget. And again, going back to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was met by Malaika Jibreel and he was hugged and he was asked to read Iqra, and he was scared and he was frightened, he didn't know what to do. He thought he was going mental. Who did he run to? Who did he run to? And who was Khadija? His wife. And do we remember the words that he uttered to her of how he thinks he's going mental? He thinks, you know, this is what he saw. His wife Khadija radiallahu anha did not look at him and say, "My husband, you are going mental." Although I know a lot of wives might say that here to their husbands. What she said was, "You uphold the ties of kingship." She mentioned all of the good qualities of her husband to the point that he felt secure where he was. And then she said to him the following day, "I will take you to my uncle or my relative, Waraqa bin Nawfal," and the rest comes down to us, as we know, as history as well. It takes two to make a marriage work. It's not just one. And yes, we are frightened today by the large cases of divorce that we see. Statistics given by Hajja Sauda are frightening. Even myself, before coming here today, just yesterday, a good family that I know of already are threatening to fall apart because the wife can't take it anymore. And you look at all these things around you and you wonder, how did we get here? But then a solution has come. Or we can say a slight light at the end connect and wonder, how can stay 30 years? Maybe my marriage can also be fruitful. So if you're already married, don't feel that your marriage is lost. And if you're yet to get married, build a good thought that inshallah you would also have a good marriage, because from the good marriage, the good home, would also build a good and righteous society as well. And this is all that we seek for, not just in this part of the world, but globally. So again, I commend Sister Maryam, I commend Brother Saad, Brother Saeed, alhamdulillah. And I ask that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, bless their family, bless this work, make it sadaqatul jariyah for them, make it a source of not just Nigeria alone, not just reuniting or reigniting the flames of marriage in Nigeria or in Africa. I think this will save the entire humanity. Not just the Muslim Ummah, but the entire humanity. This is something that everyone can connect with. Whether you are a Muslim or you are a Christian or whatever religion you practice, you can connect to this. Why? Because you are working to make a home that is righteous and pious. So I thank you all for coming. I thank them for this work, and I ask that may Allah bless it and may Allah elevate them and grant them all goodness. Aquli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khairan, Ustaz, for exposing our secrets outside. And just to clear, my wife is here too. I don't have a separate account. All right, so the next item on our agenda is a poetry, spoken word poetry by Alhan Islam. So I'll just walk over and hand over the mic to her.
Good afternoon. Permit me to observe the already established protocols. My name is Maryam Booker, known as Alhan Islam. And I'd like to congratulate Mommy Sheikh, as I call her, for this incredible platform, and our amazing Baba for always supporting her. This piece is dedicated to all couples, and most especially the golden couple. Permit me to travel with you beyond where the sun sets and the moon comes forth, So the stars will be in awe of the beauty that we add to the sky, even going as far as wandering in the galaxies. For I fear a love like ours cannot be contained by Earth. It is an explosion of colors. It is a mass production of pearls. It is adornment at its finest. The feather of a peacock, you can call it the epitome of beauty. Something like a whisper, familiar like hope, a scent of an old promise, bringing forth joy and laughter, reawakening the spirit of unity where two families dine as one. It is flowers of all kinds.